Hello everyone, this is Ronnie, and this is me filling up a questionnaire of Rogue Bunny. Hi! Yes, so I have about 20 minutes before I need to go start my work. So I'll try to make it quick but interesting for you. So first of all, I would like to thank all the people who have followed me in the past couple of days. You are amazing and thank you so much. So just to give you a little bit of extra info about myself, just to for us to get us acquainted a bit more, I decided to fill up this questionnaire. So let's get into it, shall we? So number one, what is your favorite holiday and why? I would have to say Halloween, because like this is when you get to have so much fun, like the most fun out of the whole year. For me personally, Christmas and New Year's tend to be very, very lonely. Like I'm surrounded by people, but I feel the most alone during those times. So I'm not a big fan of the Christmas holidays yet. Maybe I will find some appreciation for them in the future, but Halloween, yes, definitely. Love to go to parties and dress up in costumes and all that fun. Oh, wait. And also, I'll have to change my answer. My most favorite holiday in the entire world is St. Valentine's Day, because it's my birthday. Yeah, it's my birthday, and that's why it's my favorite holiday, and you cannot do anything about it. So number two, if you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? So my first choice is Harry Potter. I would love to attend, to be, obviously, if I'm living in that universe, I am assuming that I'm a witch, not a muggle. And I would love to go to Hogwarts and study in Slytherin and just be a badass witch. But my second choice would be the Avatar The Last Airbender universe, where I would also like to be a bender, and I would love to be able to waterbend. I think it's really powerful and really like fluid and nice bending techniques, which are based on Tai Chi, and Tai Chi is the bomb. What is your favorite audio track to perform? Number three. So far, since I'm in the very, very beginning of my GWA journey, so far I'm extremely enjoying the Femdom audios, and I've done already quite a few, and they're so fun. Very fun to make. But I will definitely branch out into other tags and find out which one I like the most then. Number four, when it is really, really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Interesting question, because I have not experienced any cold weather or like a season change in 6 years. I live in a place where there's no winter for 6 years, so I can't remember what I ate yesterday. So for me to think of what I liked to eat 6 years ago during colder times, it is very difficult for me. So that's that. But overall, one of my favorite foods are sushi and pasta. Number four. Can you do a handstand? I have never in my life done a handstand, so I don't know. Probably not. Number six. Do you type using the home keys or no? I literally had to Google what home keys are because English is not my first language, but I guess you mean like on the keyboard those keys that you need to put your hands to. Well, I don't know. I type in English and Cyrillics. I switch between them seamlessly, so I don't know. I don't even look at the keyboard. I don't know how I'm typing when I do type. Number seven. What's a skill you really want to learn? Well, it's not like a skill. It's something that I want to be able to do eventually. Right now I'm working on it, and I want to be flexible enough to do a split. Basically what I mean is that I was not very flexible during my childhood, and now I'm trying to make up for it. And I have a trainer which helps me with the stretches and stuff, so I can become more flexible, and eventually after a while I will be able to do a split, hopefully, fingers crossed. Next, what is your favorite type of weather? Speaking of weather, as I mentioned, I don't live in a place where there is any season change, so it's like for me, I really miss that type of weather when you can wear a leather jacket. Like something like a jacket and then a t-shirt underneath and some boots, and it is like not really cold and not really warm. How I would describe that is like autumn in San Francisco. Like that type of weather when there is like a foggy and there's like a lot of moisture in the air, and there's like dew on the leaves, and that is like not too hot, not too warm, and that kind of thing. So yeah, like mid October in San Francisco, that is my the type of weather that I really miss. Number nine. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? I'm not sure which game is meant. You mean like outdoors games, or it's like a video games or something? But I didn't play much video games. I like to play outdoor games when I was little, and it's not a type of game, but where back where I'm from, we didn't have much to play with in the when we were little, and we would just go and play outside and pretend like we have a shop, or we have like a bar or a restaurant, or we have a bank or something like that, and we would play with leaves, like just like leaves or flowers or something like that. We would make food out of them. We would, the leaves would be the money, the leaves would be the packaging, the leaves would be the goods, you know, the acorns and shit like that, and we would eat all these kind of things that probably kids are not supposed to eat, like different leaves and herbs and flowers or whatever grows outside. So that was fun. I still remember like how stupid we were. We were like eating leaves when we were little, but it was fun. 10. Waffles or pancakes? Neither. I love crepes. The thinnest pancakes. Oh, yes. I like them sweet and I like them savory. Yes, crepes all the way. 11. Summer or winter? I live in summer for 6 years, so I would love to see some winter soon, sometime. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? By the way, that's number 12. I love languages. Languages are a big passion of mine, and I used to learn a lot of different languages. Like I would just recently I finished like a Mandarin course for beginners, and that would be the recent one. So 你好, 认识你很高兴, which is that was horrible, oh my god, which means basically like hi, nice to meet you, it's a pleasure to meet you. Then when I was in uni, I had to go through a course of German, but I couldn't do it. They have too many words in letters, and I'm mildly dyslexic, so it is a torture for me. But anyway, guten Tag, wie geht's dir? Which is like, hi, well, how are you? Then in middle school, I used to really like French, and I studied that for a little while, but it was in middle school, so it was a very long time ago, and I can barely remember any phrases. Comment s'est passé votre journée? Means like, how are you doing, I guess? Comment s'est passé votre journée? Yeah, how are you? How's your day been, basically? And then in uni, I also really liked Scandinavian languages. And I really liked Norwegian, which I tried to self-teach myself because I'm a linguist. That one was pretty successful, but still it was a few years ago, and without practice a lot of things they just run out of your head, and once again, I just remember a few very, very limited phrases. Ur kan ikke beskrive min kjærlighet til deg. For example, words cannot even describe my love for you. That's my interpretation of Norwegian, impression of Norwegian language. What was the question? Wait. Yeah, if you can wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, I cannot tell you how much I have dreamed of waking up one day and be able to learn to speak fluently in any language. That's like all the languages, just give them all. Like I cannot choose, I cannot decide. I just want to know all the languages. Are you a morning shower or night shower person? I would say morning shower, hands down. I love to, you know, wake up in the shower. Like, if I don't take a shower, I won't wake up in the morning. And the same goes the other way around. If I take shower in the evening, I won't be able to fall asleep because my body would think it's morning already. Number 14. Would you consider yourself a don't knock it till you try it person in bed? Yes, definitely. How would I know what I like if I didn't experiment and try out new things? That is, I think, really important to keep an open mind and see what options you can have to get yourself there, you know, if you know what I mean. Number 15, not a question, just say something nice about yourself. Thank you very much, Rogue Bunny, for including this type of not a question, because now I get to say that I have killer thighs, like skull crushing thighs, which like one of my best features, I guess. Say you had a really stressful, crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? Well, recently I'm listening to a lot of GWA and this type of content. But I also had a very bad habits of like stress eating and overeating that I would employ to mask the stress, not to unwind, but to mask the stress. And now I try to implement more healthy and productive things, like working out instead of like binge eating a bunch of chocolate bars, and also maybe like painting if I really need the tranquility and the relaxation. So that. Number 17. What are your top three favorite movies? It is one of the hardest questions for me to ever answer because I am a movie fill and I watch a lot of movies, and I have watched and I will watch a lot of movies in my life, and it depends on the mood that I have, because sometimes I would enjoy the hell out of a comedy or a thriller or a fantasy or a horror, or I love horror, and the other time I would be like, oh yes, Devil Wears Prada, let's watch that for the 275th time. So it just depends. Number 18, is there anything particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? Actually, what I have to do is just to read through the script, preferably out loud, for the first time or for first couple of times before I record. The thing is that, as I mentioned, I'm slightly dyslexic. So if I go impromptu, I will stutter, I will miss lines, I will not be able to pronounce some words properly. But then when I read through it, like, I have really vivid imagination, so I'm just like, I'm reading through it and I'm like, oh yeah, yes, there we go, that's the stuff. And then, like, when I perform, I actually, like, live through what is happening. So there's not much I do to get in the mood. It's just, like, it happens naturally. Number 19. If you could own any mythical creature as a pet, a unicorn, dragon, etc., which one would you pick? I wouldn't want to have a mythical creature as a pet in general, because the mythical creatures deserve to be free and not belong to anyone. But if I'm talking about, like, what kind of creature I would like to hang out with, I would say, like, a fairy, because they're small and cute and they can talk. Like, usually they're portrayed like they can talk and they can grant wishes or, like, use magic. Like, how fucking cool that would be to have, like, a bestie fairy around to, like, hang out with, you know. What is your go-to movie watching snack and candy? Well, remember the times, the long and distant times where we actually had got to go and watch movies in the cinema. In cinema, if I recall those ancient times correctly, before the pandemic and COVID and shit, in cinemas, it's either salty popcorn or the one that is, like, coated with a thick layer of caramel, yeah. That, not just a sweet popcorn with butter and sugar or whatever, like, literally 50% of this popcorn is a caramel. That one. Or the salty popcorn. The saltier, the better. And then when I watch movies at home, I don't snack, unfortunately. I mean, fortunately, I don't have that habit. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? 21, by the way. I keep forgetting the numbers. I'm terribly sorry for it. But I'm in a bit of a rush. My work starts soon, so I'll just power through this. I'm more extroverted or introverted in person? I am now. I feel like I become more extroverted, whilst I have my antisocial tendencies that come out in certain situation. But overall, I try to be more open and extroverted. 22. Was your first kiss actually a good one? I think it was, yes. It was a very long time ago. But I think it was pretty cute. Yeah, so 23. Other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what it is? Oh, my headphones. My headphones. I cannot leave the house without my headphones. 100%. And my specs. Like, I'm a little bit blind. Just a little bit. So I need to wear glasses. And sometimes I forget them and then I get really frustrated. 24. What is the non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Cook a meal for me, please. Feed me. That's really hot. And when people I'm with are treating other people nicely, other people or like animals, if they are friendly with pets, and if they are like considerate to like waiters and people around in general, that's insanely attractive. Like when person is being a good person in general. Yeah. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. Once again, it is very similar situation that is with movies. I listen to something all the time. It's either like a podcast or ASMRs or music or just some everything. There's something in the background for me always. So I can listen to many songs, and usually I would pick a song and sometimes I would play it for 20 times until I learn it by heart, and then I would move on to another one. But like one of the first thing that popped into my mind when I read this question was Africa by Toto. Amazing song, can groove to it any day. So, but overall, yes, it depends on the mood. So, yay, I made it on time. Can you believe that? The time management queen. Yes, thank you everyone for hearing. I was just about to say watching. Hearing, listening to this. Thank you for following me and for making this experience so fucking amazing and exciting. I cannot wait to record more stuff for you, for your audio pleasure. And yeah. Oh, I guess I said a lot of things in other languages and other than in my mother tongue. So I already basically revealed that I am from Ukraine. I'm Ukrainian, and I speak Russian and Ukrainian. So let me say something to you in Ukrainian, Окей. Мені дуже приємно, що ви мене зараз слухаєте. Дякую вам велике за те, що ви зараз зі мною. So what I said was thank you so much for listening to me, and I feel incredible that I get to share this with you guys. Thank you once again. See ya. Bye.